Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
TJ Oshie making a very special announcement. The expectation clearly is that he will be announcing his retirement from the Capitals and from the National Hockey League. No official word on that. I suppose, Danny, he could also be announcing that he's signing a multi-year extension.
We don't know, but we kind of know. I mean, if that makes sense, right? It's a, a well-earned, well-timed kind of cool thing, if that is indeed what the announcement is, the retirement. 7 years to the day when he and his teammates swam in these fountains that are right in front of us. There's a sign that says, home of the 2017-2018 Washington Capitals Fountain Celebration. Those fountains. Which fountains? Those fountains. And that's where the announcement's coming. It does feel fitting.
There's an official thing that this is called now by DC people. What is it? It's not the Georgetown Waterfront, which is what I always call it.
Oh, that was the waterfront sign.
That's what a lot of people call it. I saw all the signs walking over here for what it's actually called now. I'll have to look up the name. But you know where it is. All the restaurants, little patio, the circular setup, courtyard with the waterfront directly in front of us. I'll post some pictures at Grant H. Paulson. It's beautiful. But as you said, they dedicated a sign just a few months ago right here to the 17-18 Capitals. Fountain celebration. In Vegas, they became champions. Here, they became legends. And 7 years to the day, on a Sunday that felt a lot like this one, they were swimming in the fountains. It was Oshie and Ovechkin, a bunch of the other Capitals. Nobody partied harder after a title. I mean, you can make the case, Danny, that 18 Caps team, the 17-18 roster, their Stanley Cup in Vegas into the next couple of weeks after. How many hundreds, maybe even thousands of our listeners have their own anecdotal stories of bumping into the Capitals?
Everybody's got a tale, right? Where it's like, dude, I was in Clarendon, bro. And like, next thing you know, like I was at Don Tito's and so were they, you know, like everyone had shots. I mean, like everybody ran into it. This was the Ferris was not the road. It was like an avalanche of celebration. It was like their little pockets or groups of five. Some of the 30 plus year olds with families would do one. And then guys in their mid 20s would, you know, go deep into the evening. Bottle service here, tables there, and everyone was partying, man. It was the big exhale of the city, of a fan base, of this region. Because, again, no one had been successful. Every playoff trip of every single team had the exact same result, including this one, including the Nationals, and the brief times with the Wizards or the occasional flare-ups of the then Redskins. It never went well. They broke through for this region, and everybody just wanted a part of that celebration.
It was a Hall of Fame bender for amazing. Some guys that are all going to go into the Hall of Fame for the Capitals, right? Ovechkin and Backstrom and Oshie and Carlson and the entire group that was out here celebrating and popping off, having a good old time. But it's just a gorgeous setting, and it's going to be a really cool event. I will say the Capitals, man,
whatever it is,
they are the best at it. Somebody somewhere came up with an idea hey, if Osha's, I'm going to speculate here, retiring, why don't we do it at the Fountains? Because I'm guessing part of the reason they're out in the community so much for these events, they've been doing a lot of these all over D.C. and the DMV lately, mm-hmm. is because Capital One Arena is under construction. And a lot of the areas, if you think about it, in the bowels of the stadium downstairs,
oh, right, yeah.
where they would be holding a lot of these events, are quite literally right now, it's dust and it's cinder blocks and it's things being pushed around. So I don't know how many of those they could even hold these events at the arena as it is. But I think it's a blessing in disguise. You come out here with the backdrop of the fountain, which is going to be mentioned throughout the day at this ceremony, I'm sure, and you celebrate. But you look at the 50th year anniversary season that the Caps just pulled off and all of the players that were brought back and the celebratory nature of pretty much every milestone along the way. And the players and the team ended up making it an amazing, epic, memorable year by being the best team in the East and one of the best teams in hockey. But they're just so good at this. The organization yes. writes the book. The Nats are pretty good as well, and the other teams are trying to play catch-up in town. But it's going to be a fun day. We're going to have the coverage for you live, 5:30 press conference with Oshie. He'll join us afterwards. We're also going to talk to the Jack Adams Award winner, the National Hockey League Coach of the Year,
which oh, is
just determined this weekend. Spencer Carberry will be on our show just after 6 o'clock today as we paint this thing red and talk TJ Oshie in our final hour.
That's a big deal. Well earned. You know, whether you think it should have been him first, second, third, not really my concern. The point is he was absolutely worthy, as maybe a couple other guys were too. But for a group that didn't have first in the second most points in the NHL expectations coming into the year, that's how you win that, right? I mean, the guy that takes over the buzzsaw, the 15-2 NFL team, and then goes 14-3, no one cares about that guy for Coach of the Year. Maybe he probably should get more credit, honestly, to keep the train on the tracks. It's the team that nobody thought was any good that jumps up and is good. That's the special thing. That's where you go, okay, that's a coaching job. And so the backdrop was set for him to win the award.
Did you think there was someone more deserving?
No.
Because you said whether you think he's first, second, or third. To me, it was the easiest slam dunk in the history of the world. He got 81 of 103 first-place votes.
Mm-hmm. So I would have voted for it. But again, yeah. I couldn't tell you the job that the Dallas Stars coach did, or I know he just got fired, but you know what I mean? I don't follow it closely enough to be able to say someone better than him. My point is he was absolutely 100% worthy. Maybe a couple other candidates were too, but yeah, there's a reason you took home the award in a landslide.
Arneal in Winnipeg, Martin St. Louis, Montreal, Jim Montgomery, St. Louis finishing 2, 3, and 4, but just a massive Grand Canyon. Carbs gets 464 votes. Nobody else had 250. He ran away with this thing, and it was kind of over before it ever started. I mean, mm-hmm. it was pretty much a slam dunk. This is one of the awards as a Caps fan you didn't have to worry too much about. So looking forward to talking to Spencer Carberry when he's on the show coming up today, a little bit after 6 o'clock.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime.
Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.